As we enter into this final week of Advent, our focus and our theme of our readings begins to change a little bit. In fact, yesterday's gospel reading for the daily Mass was Jesus' genealogy. For the last 3 weeks, we've been looking at conversion and repentance and how do we prepare our hearts. But today, we begin to look at who it is that is coming in anticipation. In our readings today, we get two names for Christ. One is Emmanuel. God is with us. The other is Jesus. God saves. The one tells us who Jesus is, his identity, both as God and man. And the other tells us what he will do in saving us from our sins. In our first reading, once again, we have Ahaz, the king of Judah. A king who believed in David's prophecy, but he was without children. And so he was wondering how this was going to come about. And since he had lost his faith and was conspiring with the Assyrian people in doing the best that he thought anyway to hold power, he was in a quandary. Isaiah had already come to him and tried to convince him to remain faithful, but he had turned away. He liked his plan, his ways, over God's plan. So things are getting more and more desperate. So Isaiah comes to him again today. And in this false sense of piety, this false sense of humility, Ahaz refuses, I will not listen. I will not tempt the Lord. So Isaiah gives him this sign that comes from God. A virgin will be with child, and the child's name will be Emmanuel, or God is with us. We again see this partial fulfillment and a more fully complete fulfillment in these prophecies. Scripture tells us that this word that Isaiah used for virgin can also be translated into a young girl. And so one of Ahaz's young wives becomes pregnant, and she gives him a child. So the Davidic line will continue, that partial fulfillment that would be more fully proclaimed with Mary when the virgin mother gives birth to her son. God is with us and continues to be with us. St. Matthew tells us that Mary was betrothed to Joseph. And for the Israelite community, this betrothal had the same permanence as marriage. So when a woman was found pregnant outside of marriage, when she was betrothed, she faced being stoned. But Joseph is not sure what to do. He knows the child is not his, but he's not sure what to make of the whole situation. Had she explained things to him? We don't know. Questions remained. What should he do? Even if he is convinced that this is something of God, what role is there in this for him? What role is there for him, for Mary, for her son? So because he was a righteous man, he decided to divorce her quietly. And then the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, Joseph, son of David, calling him by name and calling him by his title, that this prophecy to the son of David, to his line, would be fulfilled. A king would be born to rule all of Israel. Do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. Joseph would indeed have a role in this child's life. He would indeed have a role in Mary's life. He would be given the authority of the father by naming his son. Another detail in this story is that Joseph was asleep when the angel came to her. When the angel appeared to Mary, she was not sleeping. But Joseph is, and it is more than just a physical slumber. It reflects his doubt. It reflects his questions. And in the end, he is awakened. But more than just getting out of bed in the morning, he is spiritually awoken. His doubts remain. How is this all going to be? I'm sure he didn't have everything laid out. But he is obedient to the invitation that the angel gave him. Obedient to God's plan in his life, even if it's not his plan. In contrast to Ahaz, who wanted only his way to be the way. Joseph's vocation was to be the visible father of the visible presence of God on earth. And even though all questions were not erased, it was enough to open his heart to receive Mary, open his heart to receive her son into his life. This is one of the goals of Advent for each and every one of us, to open our hearts, not to have all of our questions answered, not to have everything laid out in God's plan for me in my life, but to open my heart and allow Christ in. God knows that this can be frightening. When we look at this and we wonder, what's God asking of me? Where is He leading me? Is He going to take me away from my family? Is He going to take my family away from me? Will I be able to do what He is asking? These questions had to be going around Joseph's head as well. So He gives us an example on what to do. The angel came to him in a way that is not frightening. And God comes to us in a way that is not frightening. He doesn't come with this power show of force. He doesn't come with all the authority. He comes in one of the most innocent and one of the most inviting things that we know, a little baby, totally dependent on his mom and dad, asking for us for just a little bit of room in our heart. He is Emmanuel, God with us. And He is present in our lives in ways that we can never imagine, fulfilling His promise for all time. But not only is He with us, He is Jesus. He comes to save us from our sin. And both of these are intricately related with each other. Jesus and Emmanuel. Emmanuel and Jesus. His divinity linked and interwoven with our humanity so that our humanity might be raised up to His divinity. And He saves us by giving us the greatest gift that He could ever give. Not a thing, but Himself. When we contrast this to a married couple, look at the gifts that they give them, especially when they come forward in the rings that they give to each other. But what gives these rings value? It is the gift that they represent. The gift of one spouse to the other. And losing an engagement ring hurts, but losing a spouse hurts more. It's not the ring that is the ultimate value. It's the gift. And as beautiful as a marriage is, this is just a glimmer of the gift that God wants to give each and every one of His sons and daughters. A gift of His love that comes to save us. We will never escape pain and suffering in this world. When God Himself came to walk in this world, He did not escape pain or suffering. But He comes to show us the path through whatever we face. To invite us to walk with Him. To give us hope in eternal life. Ahaz didn't know what tomorrow was going to bring, and he faced it with trepidation. He wanted his plan. He wanted his way. Joseph didn't know what tomorrow was going to bring, but he faced it with faith and with hope, trusting in God's plan for his life. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, but we have a choice. We can face tomorrow as Ahaz did, trusting in our own plan, in our own strength, in our own intelligence, or we can turn and face it with Joseph in faith and hope in the one who is with us always, with faith and hope in the one who comes to us to save us.